Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Billboard.com Pop Shop Podcast. My name is Keith Caulfield, and I am the co-director of charts at Billboard. Coming up today, we've got Must Hear Music with Billboard's Deputy Editor Digital, Joe Lynch. And boy, it's going to be a filthy show, and we'll tell you why in just a moment, because the Billboard Pop Shop Podcast is your one-stop shop for all things pop on Billboard's weekly charts. In addition, you can always count on a lively discussion about the latest pop news, fun chart stats and stories, new music, and guest interviews with music stars and folks from the world of pop. But first, before we get started, if you enjoy the podcast, you can always subscribe to us on iTunes so you never miss an episode. And if you want to explore more podcasts from Billboard, visit itunes.com/billboardpodcasts. All right, so today on Must Hear Music, Joe and the gang will be chatting about Bruno Mars, Cardi B, Brockhampton, Justin Timberlake, and more. And Justin Timberlake recently dropped his new single, Filthy, which is his first release, first new song since his Billboard Hot 100 chart-topping hit, Can't Stop the Feeling, which was released back in the late part of 2016. Now, can Filthy go all the way to number one as well? Well, stay tuned in the next few weeks, of course, to Billboard.com, and we will let you know just as soon as we know. Hey. But in the meantime, let's get into it on Must Hear Music.
Hello, and welcome to the Must Hear Music podcast. This is the first Must Hear Music podcast of 2018, so welcome to a new year. My name is Joe Lynch, and I'm here with Jason Lipschitz.
New year, new me.
It's the same Jason, actually. And Lindsay Havens.
New year, same me.
Perfect.
There you go.
A good balance.
Indeed.
Before we start off with our pick, does anyone have any New Year's resolutions that they're in the midst of or have already broken?
Wow.
It's a loaded question.
Well, I'm a piercing journalist, so that's why I ask these things.
No, I don't really have any specifics this year. I want to read more. I feel like such
that's a
dumb,
good one.
I
started
like
doing
dummy.
That last year a little.
Yeah.
Like a dummy.
I do. I only read like 8 books last year, and I need
pretty
to
good.
I need to read more than that.
I feel like 8's pretty good.
At least double digits. You can do double digits.
Yeah.
You work long hours. You read a lot of news. You know,
yeah.
It's true.
Crazy. Lindsay, yeah. Your goal?
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of making resolutions. Just sort of see what happens as the year goes on.
All right. Truly inspiring.
Yeah.
There.
Really powerful stuff.
Well, you and I have a tea goal.
We
tea
do
team.
Have a tea goal. Yeah. We're doing a week tea cleanse.
Cleanse
really isn't the right word. It's just
no,
like a tea
eat.
Routine. You still eat
yeah,
food.
Yeah, but you just drink a lot of tea during
you
the day.
You drink a ton of tea.
At specific times.
And there's different kinds that, you
this
know, like tea's
super
full
weird.
Of different.
I'm just finding out about this right now.
Oh, really? It's
yeah.
full of like, I don't know, like good things for you or
mm-hmm.
something.
Why
honestly,
don't you just
I
drink
really
water?
Know. Tea has different things in it. I don't know.
Don't and question the system.
There's like antioxidants and no tea
yeah.
really is like an incredible like thing for you
mm-hmm.
for your immune system and other
absolutely.
Things. I'm sure. I don't know. It
yeah.
is better than water and it's much better than coffee. I guess that's my main
it
thing.
It really is.
I
yeah.
drink 3 to 4 cups of coffee a day
mm-mm.
and I want to try to bring that down. Oh, you're giving me an mm-mm.
I haven't had coffee in now 3 years as of
wow.
Yeah.
I only
very
drink
much.
Decaf, so get
yeah.
on get
decaf
on our levered level, Joe.
I can't. I just cannot wake up or stay awake. But so I'm trying to cut back on that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
this
I'm
is
sure
all
you're
very
all
relevant.
Really riveted by this discussion.
Must hear resolutions.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's jump into it. Let's start with something very fun and wonderful. So Bruno Mars and Cardi B Finesse Remix. So this is one of my picks. This is a song you've undoubtedly heard, or I hope you've heard. It's from Bruno's last album, 24-Karat Magic. Or do we say 24K Magic? 24K Mag?
No.
Nope.
No one says that.
No one says that. So yeah, Cardi B, who is just like omnipresent in the best possible way. It seems like she's just like everywhere you turn, but like musically speaking, like somehow she's managed to become famous and like mostly based on her songs in a, you know, like, yeah, she's like dating someone like kind of famous, like Offset and Migos isn't exactly like, you know, like TMZ's not following him around constantly, but like she's like done this thing where she's like become quite famous and mostly is still just known for her music. Anyways, So she's hopped on this Bruno Mars remix of one of the songs on his album. The song was already like a pretty fun throwback New Jack Swing 90s number. She just like totally takes it to the next level. It's like the perfect thing you can do when like adding a guest rap verse, which is just like kicking the energy level up from, you know, let's say maybe it's like a B plus to like a solid A. And this song does one thing that I think is really smart that there's just not enough of. Usually, like, you get the guest rap verse and they like sandwich it in like three quarters through the song. Mm-hmm. I love when the song opens with the guest rap verse, like, especially her. Like, she's just, there's so much exuberant, like, infectious enthusiasm in her delivery. Like, the song starts out and you're already just like beaming ear to ear because she's so wonderful. And I think that song kind of needed this. Like, I like Finesse on its own, but it is like a pretty familiar sound. Like, the beat in it is, it kind of brings to mind Belle Biv DeVoe's Poison, which itself kind of ripped off a different song from the late 80s. So there's like, this is a song and a sound that's been like, the beat and kind of the melody have been reworked through the decades. So it's not the most exciting, well, okay, it's an exciting sound, but it's not the most fresh sound. But having her open it kind of gives it this added level of freshness, I think. But what did you guys think about Cardi and Bruno?
It's a lot of fun. I actually wrote about this song.
Ooh.
Remember that? Pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. Last week I did it.
I don't remember it.
Well, thanks guys. What I wrote about is that it's just such a smart move for both of them, because mm-hmm. Cardi has had a phenomenal amount of success over the past 6 months or so, but almost exclusively in the hip-hop world. She has three songs in the top 10. They're all straightforward hip-hop songs, which is fine. Like, that's not a bad thing. Like, she's become a star. But this song is really her first attempt, and it's a really great one at kind of pivoting into, you know, more mainstream pop. Because I'm sure there are people who are, like, curious about Cardi B and want to discover her still and know her name maybe. But, like, Bodak Yellow is just not their thing, which is, again, this is, like, the perfect introduction for people who aren't into like motorsport or Bodak Yellow. Right. Meanwhile, Bruno Mars, like, it seemed like the 24 Karat Magic campaign was kind of winding down, and
campaign will never wind down.
Yeah, I mean, this seems like another really big hit for him.
Yeah, it does.
So yeah, I mean, it's a perfect pairing, and like, I've been thinking about, like, I'm just like a really big Cardi B fan now. I think that like I was thinking about this over the weekend, like. I just, like, I don't know. We haven't talked about Bartier Cardi, her latest single on here. That song's awesome. That song's really, really great. The song she has with Ozuna is really great. She's just, like, super consistent. And, I welcome her with open arms.
I think you guys said it all. I mean, the song is infectious. It's really fun. I like it far better than the original. Yeah. I mean, in part just because of the music video. You have to see that once in your lifetime.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could see this soundtracking like a late 90s sitcom, this remix specifically. I don't know. I definitely like it. That's about all.
And that's all she wrote. Yeah, the video is so much fun. And she's got on a cutoff t-shirt that has like one of the alien monsters from Toy Story on it.
I didn't notice that.
And then a pair of incredible jean short cutoffs.
Yeah.
Which is like my favorite thing to wear in the summer. I've got like several pairs.
You really do.
It's my thing. Anyways, let's listen to it. So it is Bruno Mars Finesse remixed with Cardi B, and here it is. Drop top Porsche, Rolly on my wrist, diamonds up and down my chain. Cardi B straight stunning, can't tell me nothing. Bossed up and I changed the game. Just give it. It's my big bronze boogie, got all them girls shook. My big fat ass got all them boys cooked. Run from dollar bills and I be popping rubber bands. Bruno Sang, tell me while I do my money dance. Like, hey, flexing on the gram like, hey, hit that little John, okay. Oh yeah, we dripping the finesse and getting paid. All right, that was Bruno and Cardi B. Next up, let's talk about probably the other major new release that came out recently. So, the return of Mr. JT, Justin Timberlake.
Oh, wow.
Song's Filthy.
It sure is.
From upcoming album Man of the Woods. So, Jason, do you want to give us a little intro to this bad boy?
Yeah, as a fellow man of the woods.
Sort of. I mean, you live in Nutley.
Certainly.
It's a fairly woodsy part of New Jersey.
Indeed.
You guys both just exclaimed Nutley as if, like, listeners know my Jersey suburb.
They do, if they listen enough.
Yeah, so Justin Timberlake came back and kind of surprised everybody because it still seems like this album is going to be very, like, rootsy and very much, like, folk country leaning to, based on, you know, the kind of teasers and presentation and song titles. He has a song called Flannel. Yeah, what the hell is that? But obviously, Filthy, its lead single, is none of those things. It's basically this kind of hyper-sexual electro-pop song. Have you guys seen the video? You guys have seen the video.
Yeah.
I have not watched the video. No.
So, like, the video is him as, like, a futuristic Steve Jobs introducing a dancing robot. I really actually don't like the video at all.
That sounds awful.
Me neither. It's terrible. It's very bad.
I do like this song, though. I think that there are, like, parts of it that just don't make any sense. It's too long. The intro, like the kind of arena rock intro, is fine, but then it comes back midway through and it just really doesn't need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That said, it's definitely this very flawed return to future sex love sounds. But I was saying to somebody last week when it came out that, like, even like B minus future sex love sounds is still something I'm gonna be into. Like, I love that album. I love the sound of that album and, like, the very, like, metallic shine of that album. And I think he pulls it off really well, just that sound. I really like 2020 Experience as a departure from that, but I also think that there was a lot there to mine. It's such a bummer that he didn't release an album between Future Sex Love Sounds and 2020 Experience, because, like, you know, he waited 7 years to follow it up, and, like, he was just at a totally different place in his life where he's, like, happy and married and listening to, like, a lot of soul music, which is fine, like that, and I think he did a really good job with that album, but I missed this, and, like, I said, I don't think this one works in the same way of, like, a Sexy Back or My Love or anything kind of close to it, even.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It still appeals to me. What do you think, Lindsay?
I think there's a lot to unpack here. Yeah. It's weird just because, like, that arena rock intro, like you said, you hear that and you can immediately be like, oh, I hear that opening his Super Bowl performance. Like, I feel like there's a lot that fit into why this had to be the first single released.
Yeah.
And then I've been having a lot of conversations where this is pretty similar to what Taylor did. It's like, throw a curveball, make the first song off your highly anticipated album something, like, that people aren't expecting from you, where they're kind of disappointed, and then come out with, like, a pretty amazing album that most people end up being really into. I mean, a song with, like, Alicia Keys or Chris Stapleton is the one that people are suspecting to be on it. Those I'd be into far more than this.
Imagine, though, an album with a Chris Stapleton song even, like, fitting in the same Sonic universe as Filthy.
Well, right. That's just why it's weird.
It's so odd to me. I'm very curious, like, how cohesive or not cohesive this album is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe this will be, like, one of two tracks that are like this on the album. Maybe it's the only one. I don't know.
I would be happy if the whole album was more like this future sex type stuff, but just, I think it could use a little bit, like, stronger melody. Like, just, there's not, like, I like the sound of this, but there's just not enough, like, musically there to, like, make me super excited about it.
Yeah, that's fair.
The lyrics are pretty miserable, too.
Yeah, you keep saying this ain't the clean version, and there's no profanity on it. What the hell is that?
Yeah.
He says, this ain't the clean version, but it is.
But it is, yeah. That's the mystery for the ages. And he keeps repeating,
what is it? He keeps repeating, something about the haters and how it's so real, which also makes me think, like, maybe he's talking about this album, like, people are going to hate on this rebrand that I'm doing, but, like, this is authentic. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't know, Justin.
It's a lot going on. There's a lot to unpack, I guess, with each listen. But I guess we'll find out when we enter the woods.
Are we out of the woods?
I'm a man of the world.
Exactly. All right. Before we have to
what
pay.
If that's the whole album? Yeah. It's just him singing Man of the Woods to the tune.
I'm a man of the woods. Oof. I don't know. I'd listen to it, I guess.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that, actually. I wouldn't mind.
It'd be pretty good. All right. Well, let's listen to it. Justin Timberlake, Filthy, first song off Man of the Woods. And here it is.
Baby, don't you mind if I do exactly what you like, don't you? Got me singing. Baby, don't you mind if I do.
All right, that is new Justin Timberlake. Let's do Lindsay pick. So this is little cross platform synergy here mm-hmm. that we're doing. So Lindsay picked a song from Travis Scott and Quavo, and Travis Scott is our current cover star on Hey-o. Billboard magazine.
Yes, indeed.
So the song you picked is called "Where You From," and mm-hmm. it's from the Huncho Jack Huncho album. Which came out a week ago now, or a
couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Time is, I've kind of lost all sense of time as over the break.
That's Indeed. Troubling.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, it really does when the new year starts. But anyway, so Lindsay, why don't you tell us a bit about the fantastic Billboard cover story starring Travis Scott?
It truly is a fantastic Billboard cover story. One of my favorites of 2018, if you will.
I think it might be the best of 2018, honestly.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really like Travis Scott. I've been getting more into his music lately. I'm sort of late to some of like hip-hop's biggest stars, as it happens. But I'm just now revisiting his older material. I'm excited for his upcoming Astroworld, I believe it's called.
Yeah, Astroworld. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like this album was just very like loose and low stakes almost, which makes it really enjoyable for me to listen to all the way through. But this song in particular I kept going back to because the production is super cool to me. Like that twangy, like electro pluck almost that they sort of use throughout is what sold me. Because I feel like otherwise this track is forgotten. It's towards the end. It's not one of the hits.
Yeah, the guitar thing is really cool.
Yeah, I really like it. And I've never heard it before.
Yeah, it's like, it sounds like there's a twang, but it's like a guitar string getting pulled out of tune or something like that. It's a very interesting sound. Very Lindsay Core type sound, I think.
Can't wait to talk about your other pick.
I cannot wait to talk about my other
Lindsay Core song.
But yeah, I enjoy the album and I like this song a lot.
Yeah. I mean, just in general sense, I don't know where I fall on Travis Scott. I like him. I mean, I liked early on in his career, I saw him live and thought he was good. And liked Antidote. I mean, that was years ago. And then...
Before my time.
Before your time. I think you weren't quite born yet then. Yeah. And... But yeah, like, I don't know, it's like, I never really get into his albums,
I guess.
That means
Lindsay's like four.
Yeah, exactly. her incept date was 2 years ago. Yeah. Little Blade Runner reference in there.
Oh, wow.
No, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I do like this, though. I think this is good. And yeah, the album, I agree, it's like kind of low stakes, which is kind of nice in a way, because it's like not...
It is, yeah.
Going, it's not trying to be like a definitive statement. It's just like an album of solid music, which... Sometimes it's just honestly better than like every album being like the definitive creative artistic statement.
Yeah, it's
which can be
refreshing.
A little much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does kind of seem like the last few months of 2017 was like this. I don't want to say dumping ground because there was a lot of good music, but like basically an opportunity for like people like Travis and Quavo to just be like, yeah, we have a bunch of songs together. Here you go, or like, yeah, we you know Offset and 21 Savage and Metro Boomin put out a project. And
yeah, it's like
Big Sean and Metro
Boomin.
Yeah, so it's like, this seems, low stakes is, I kind of take it the other way. I don't really love it because it's so low stakes. I think that, like, it's not really pushing anything forward. It's fun. It's a fun listen. I think that, like, the Offset 21 Savage project was a lot more engaging to me.
Yeah,
that's what I keep
a
hearing,
lot more
yeah.
Boomin, definitely.
Yeah. A lot more booming.
Said with a straight face,
too. Oh, God. But yeah, this is solid. I like that you picked this song. I hadn't really focused on this one, but I like it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
All right. Cool. Well, let us play a little bit of it for y'all. It's Travis Scott and Quavo. It's Where Are You From?
Turn myself into a young beast. Yeah, I remember this day.
Beastie.
I remember this day. Hey. Ice piece, no blades.
Ice.
Double six, my shades.
Chanel.
We the stars and we famous.
Stars.
Don't get involved with the gangsters.
No.
Don't get involved with the bangers.
No.
Cause I got stripes like a banger. I'ma need every single.
Yeah.
Stack it up like Pringles.
Stack it tall, make it look like magic.
All right, that was from Huncho Jack, Jack Huncho. Next up, oh, this is, I love this song. Let's do a Jason pick. Brockhampton
Boogie. Oh, wow. Okay,
from
cool.
Saturation 3.
Yeah. So over the past 2 months or so, I've become like a really big Brockhampton fan.
Yeah.
I was won over. I wasn't on board at first, admittedly.
Really?
But, yeah.
So the second, so Brockhampton is this kind of hip hop, they call themselves a boy band. Which is misleading.
They're not a boy band.
It's very, actually very funny because they have, like, fooled people into thinking that they're a boy band. Like, talking to an editor on our staff who was not, who I won't name, was like, oh, yeah, like, they're a boy band. Like, they're, like, NSYNC. And I'm like, no. They're, like, a hip-hop collective, like, kind of, like.
More like Odd Future.
Yeah,
really.
A sunnier.
That's kind of why I, like. Ignored them for so long.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm not super into boy, like, I'm not going to listen to this.
Yeah.
But
no,
now,
but that's the thing. It's like, they're like a more inclusive Odd Future is the best way to describe them. There's over a dozen members, and they're led by Kevin Abstract, who's amazing and has so much to say. And basically, so for those who are unfamiliar, they put out actually three albums in 2017, Saturation 1, 2, and 3, and Boogie is the lead song on Saturation 3, which came out a couple weeks ago. It's just kind of this completely live wire dance song. It reminds me a little bit of some of the best early Wu-Tang stuff, because a lot of that was very danceable in like a grimy way. This is very danceable, but like makes room for all of these members of Brockhampton to like share the mic to like, there are so many different flavors within this song.
Yeah.
Like you have Kevin like kind of introing the song. He calls him the best boy band since One Direction. And then you just have other guys like just completely screaming. You have like these chants going on. I mean, check out the whole project. I would say it's like excellent across the board. I haven't seen them live yet. I can't wait to.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is my favorite for sure.
That's funny you singled out that line, because I think on Johnny, someone's like, does anyone have Harry Styles' phone number?
Yeah, yeah, like, exactly. It's so good.
Like there are parts in it where if you're listening, like you hear their humor come out a little bit too. But yeah, this is a great album and a great pick.
Wow, Lindsay, thank you.
Stamp approval on that.
What do you think, Joe?
I loved it. I'm so glad you picked this song. I think this third album, the third in the Saturation series, 100% won me over. I saw that, you know, I think maybe I got the wrong. My first introduction was the Viceland series, which
I still haven't watched that.
I watched a little bit of it, and I was like, I just was like, oh, whatever. Like, it just didn't interest me for whatever reason, and then I would just listen to a couple, like, random songs. But, like, when I finally sat down and listened to the full album, I was just, like, knocked out and, like, won over. And this song is such, it's a fantastic opening for an album. Like, it's just frenetic and disorienting in the best possible way. I love Kevin Abstract's delivery. It's, like, he has, like, such perfect elocution. Like, you can really, like, hear him pronouncing the words, like, today. Like, it's a very, like, you hear the syllables. It has a little, like, kind of bust a move flavor with, like, the horns and the woos. When, I'm not sure if you pronounce his name Jabba or whatever, but one of the group members, he's the one who has, like, the kind of, like, screeching, ranting one. Like, that sounds like
breaknecks, like a chiropractor guy.
It's like a much like happier, safer Slim Shady. I know this song is so good, and the album Saturation 3 is great. So
I would say, yeah, check out, for those listening who aren't familiar, check out the first two as well. I mean, I think 3 is the best one. 2 is really good too, and then 1 has like a couple of my favorite Brockhampton songs on it too, so
it's good stuff. So I mean, and yeah, this is I think 3rd album now for this collective. Yeah. Like I'll be very curious to see what happens in 2018.
Yeah,
like if they can put out stuff. I mean, I guess it helps when you have like 12 members.
They're also on every single festival lineup.
I know,
that has come
it's crazy.
Out. Yeah,
so is Jack White.
Wow.
Thanks for bringing Jack White into this podcast.
I was
wondering
how
you would manage that.
Never doubt me.
Yeah. All right, well, let's listen to it. Brockhampton Boogie from Saturation 3, which came out late last year and is a total gem.
Outside, cause nobody want a summer willy. Outside, everybody wants a summer willy. Twisted up like the end and the hell of fumes. I'm the one that's home with you just assuming. Beat up my whole life. I've been shot down, kicked down twice. Ain't no stopping me tonight. I've been getting all the things I like.
All right, that was Brockhampton. Next up, let's talk about...
Do you want to end on a high or a low note,
that's
basically?
That's kind of what I'm trying to figure out. Let's end on the Lindsay Cora low.
Okay, cool.
And talk about Cupcakes Crayons right now.
Yes.
So this album came out very recently. This is, I think, the first 2018 album that I would say I love. I mean, that's not really saying much, but this is the first album in 2018 that I love.
Yeah.
Cupcakes Euphorize, I think it's mm-hmm. is the name of the album. If you're not familiar with her, she's a very, I think she's 20, she's a Chicago rapper, has a really impressive, intense, but assured flow. She has a lot of, like, goofy, like, silly, zinger, one-linery type things. And the song I picked, Crayons, is off the new album, and it's this very sex-positive, inclusive LGBTQ anthem with the chorus of boy on boy, girl on girl. You know, it's about trans rights, it's about, you know, sex being good and like talking openly about sex, and just like a very like open-ended, open-minded sort of song. And unlike a lot of songs from I'm pretty sure she's straight, like totally straight, but unlike a lot of songs from straight artists kind of like aimed towards a gay audience, it's not condescending at all. It doesn't come across you know, it's not exactly subtle, I would certainly never accuse it of that, but it's also not, it doesn't come across as kind of a condescending otherness sort of allyship. And it's also really good. It's like, it's a very like danceable reggaeton sound. So it's legit. I don't know. What do you guys think about this? Cupcake Crayons.
This is also one of my favorite albums of 2018. I think she's just super talented. I said this about K. Michelle too, but she's a smart rapper in the sense, like, her lyrics, there's a lot to unpack in each line almost.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that this is called Crayons and she's talking about every color in the box, like, that alone is just clever.
Mm-hmm.
She says she has a Fetty, when she winks, she's like Fetty Wap, little things like that.
That's a funny line.
Yeah, I don't know. I love this song. I think it's a great pick, and I'm glad we're spotlighting her a little bit.
All right, guys. Well, so here's
the
thing.
Oh, no.
I'm a Cupcake fan.
But
I have to listen to this whole album that I've been a fan for a while. I like the stuff that she does with Charlie. I've listened to this song like many times now. I really like the beat. I don't like the lyrics. The lyrics are just like so, I don't know. They're
just too obvious for you.
Yeah, they're too obvious. Like they're just so, I don't want to say basic because that has like a negative connotation, but like they are. They're just so straightforward and like they're unimaginative to me. It's just like it's almost like she was like, yeah, I want to make write a gay anthem, and like there's,
I mean, she
just
probably
not...
did say
yeah,
that.
And,
yeah,
that's
and,
exactly
and,
what
and,
so. Yeah.
And like she was just like, yeah, like boy on boy, girl on girl. Like I don't know. It's just like there's no subtlety to it. That's
this
like the
is true.
And
yeah.
Like I don't know. Like I look, that's not to diminish what she's saying, and like I think that it's important, but I just wish that there was a little bit more going on.
I can say that. I think that's fair.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, it's also like almost, I like, obviously, like, sexuality is a huge part of Cupcake's lyrics. Mm-hmm. There's, like, some pretty, like, triple X rated lines in it. And, like, look, I'm a total prude. I'm not. But, like, look, I just, like, I don't know. It just doesn't, like, I point that out more because it's, like, there's, like, this one patch in the first verse that's, like, super duper sexual.
Well, that's cool.
But it doesn't, to me, I bring it up because it doesn't really fit with the rest of the song. Like, the rest of the song is, like, very, like, be proud of yourself. And again, it's just, like, whoa.
You heard that line passed out and someone had to get the smelling salts and was like, my word, this is...
Think of the
filth.
Children.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but like, I'm not. I bring it up. I bring it up more not because like it's a criticism, but yeah, it just doesn't really fit with the rest of the song. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It just like it. The lyrics just didn't really work for me.
All right. What can I say? I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I can see that. I will say the first time. Yeah, and the first time I heard it, I kind of thought that, and then I was like, I certainly thought it was like very blunt and not subtle, but then I was like, you know what? There's value to that.
Yeah.
But I think that's her whole thing. Like, I wasn't a fan of her at first. This song I had to play a few times, but that is what she's sort of like making a name for herself by doing. Just, it's almost like a lot of her songs, it's as if she was just talking and like said all of this and was like, that's a rap. Yeah. You know, like she'll turn it into a rap just because it is like simple things that she would probably say.
I will say she's hilarious on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I want to give a shout out to her Twitter followers because they're so funny. Like, she'll do anything. She'll be, like, driving, and she'll just immediately be queen of driving. Like, just great. Like, I'm all about that.
All right. Well, let's listen to it. So it's Cupcake. Song is called Crayons, and it's off her new album.
Because she tried to pull me and my guy. Ain't no confusion. Everybody human. Get to know people instead of just assuming. Yeah, in conclusion, the gays ain't losing. Like boomerang, cause I'm all about their movement. Boy, oh boy, girl, oh girl. Boy, oh boy, girl, oh girl. Boy, oh boy, girl, oh girl. Like who the fuck you like, fuck the world. Boy, oh boy, girl, oh girl. Boy, oh boy, girl, oh girl. Boy, oh boy, girl, oh girl. Like who the fuck you like, fuck the world.
All right, that was Cupcake. Next and last, we are ending with a mystery artist.
Ooh.
The artist is Curl, C-U-R-L, period.
Yep.
And the song is called Moon...
You and your period bands.
Moon Bay Mood.
Portugal the Man.
Oh, yeah. I love punctuation.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell
you. She's just such a grammar freak.
Are you a Panic at the Disco fan?
Absolutely. There's an exclamation point in there.
Right,
what about
course.
Tyler, the creator?
100%.
Yeah.
All right. You can't find a punctuation band that she's not signed off on.
All right, we'll keep thinking. Anyway, sorry, I interrupted you.
No, that was worth it.
We didn't even get very far.
Yeah.
So, Curl, Moon Bay Mood. I don't know anything about this artist. There's like two songs on Spotify. So, how did you find this song?
So,
well, first off, tell us about the song.
Okay, so, as you said, the artist is Curl, period. Two songs on Spotify, on iTunes, put out by Wavy Ray Records, which I also cannot find anything on. At this, I love this song, but I'm even more in love with it because of the mystery surrounding this right now. I think I found it. I was just scrolling. It's on like three iTunes playlists, like indie, I think indie rock. It was on a Beats playlist, and then it was on like a Hot New Songs playlist recently. I don't know how anyone else is finding it, but
this podcast.
Well, yeah, now.
Woo.
But it's like folksy, bluesy rock, but then it also has, as you pointed out, like a distorted, like synthesized organ, tribal drumming in there. Like he uses sounds of traffic at one point.
Mm-hmm.
I love the song, but yeah, I mean, I even posted on Twitter. I was like, does anyone know anything about this artist? No responses. It's one of those weird things where you try Googling it and you get like curl hair tips.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've done a lot of research. I'm very intrigued to see what happens. This song came out January 1st, and then they put out one released last August. I don't know. We were talking before this. Maybe it's a big-name artist who's just, like, trolling all of us.
Right. Like, mystery side project.
Mm-hmm. Which is totally possible. Like,
the
artwork, too. You can't really see their face.
Mm-hmm.
They do have somewhat curly hair.
Confirmed. There's curl in the hair.
I don't know, though. It's going to keep me up at night.
This was pretty good.
I can't surprised see you liking
that. No, I actually liked it. I didn't expect like the cult, like the Lindsay like research, like deep dive. I would hear this on a playlist and be like, yeah, that was pleasant. Yeah. Sure.
Well, here we are.
What'd you think, Joe?
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, I wouldn't be like I loved it, but it's interesting. I like the different elements in it. I like the organ a lot. I like, you know, the like traffic samples at the end. That's very kind of throwback, like folk rock sort of thing.
Yeah.
I would definitely like listen to more from this curl period. I love a good mystery. So like just the idea of like uncovering more information about them.
Yeah. Oh, and I also said at the beginning, like that organ, like the synthesized organ, I couldn't remember who's done it. I think it's the Unicorns.
If anyone, it's like the Unicorns.
It's the same sound. Maybe it's a solo project. I don't know.
They did break up, so
yeah.
Could be.
Wow, that'd be cool.
Yeah,
it's like a sonic clue.
Well, if you have anywhere,
if anyone can help me.
Yeah, I wonder what the Islands hasn't done anything in a while.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, let's play some of it, see what you guys think it sounds like.
Please tweet at me.
Tweet any and all whereabouts of Curl. Lindsay.
Who are you?
Curl, if you're listening. Sorry. Curl, period.
Yeah.
If you're listening, please message Lindsay.
Please. Thank
all right.
You.
So it's Curl, song's called Moonbay Mood, and here it is.
And laugh and line just because of my morning ride. Just because of my morning ride. Just because the moon ain't right. Just because the moon ain't right.
All right, that was Curl, period. And that's what we got for this podcast. So, Jason, Lindsay, thank you as always.
Let me ask you
for stopping by.
Let me ask you a quick question. Next week when we do the next Must Hear Music, who do you think is going to be a bigger superstar? Justin Timberlake or Curl?
Curl.
Curl?
Definitely.
Wow, no hesitation.
None at all.
Wow.
Which one's playing the Super Bowl halftime show again? Oh, Curl, yeah, Curl.
No, it's Curl, yeah.
Well, it's Justin Timberlake featuring Curl. So
nice.
That's the guest feature.
We've got good stuff next week, though. The Camila Cabello album is coming out, so we can talk about that.
Yeah.
There's probably some other music coming out. I don't know.
Probably.
You said some good stuff coming out, and just
and then just had one album. Well, it's an album I'm excited about.
That's fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Tweet us any recommendations you have and anything we should chat about in the upcoming weeks in 2018.
Oh, man. We didn't even talk about the new Rita Ora track.
Oh, we're out of time. We're getting kicked out of this room. The battery's running out. All right.
Signing off.
We will see you next time.